Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, the executive director of the Unshackled Network, which is a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this nightly podcast, we look at a passage or two from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Well, this morning we read Genesis 21, Matthew 20, Nehemiah 10, and Acts 20. And in Acts 20, we see Paul as he's journeying towards Jerusalem and the troubles that await him there. He stops and spends some QT, some quality time with the elders in Ephesus. And it's a sweet reunion and farewell of sorts, as Paul warned them that they never would see him again. He spends his final gathering with them, walking them through the content and the character of his ministry, and he reminds them of the core of their call as leaders in the Christian community. He yet again demonstrates that the impact of preaching the word is not found solely in the word. We know that in Hebrews 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So that is absolutely true about God's word, but I can't help but be reminded about what Paul also said in his letter to the church in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, he says, "Because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake." Paul consistently shows in that text and in the whole of his farewell to the Ephesian elders here today what Aristotle would call the three persuasive appeals: logos, pathos, and ethos. Logos is in Paul's work the word of God, right? That's what's talked about in Hebrews. Pathos, the conviction and passion of his appeal, is pointing to the care and concern that he and the elders of Ephesus should have for their flock. And the ethos, the ethics, right, is the way he lived. He points to his example of life, which made the gospel resound beyond the pulpit. In the past few chapters of Nehemiah, we actually see, after the completion of the wall, they recognized the rebuilding was far from over. Now they needed to rebuild the hearts of the people. Much like Nehemiah began his whole journey, he now, with the priests, leads the people into repentance and renewal of their commitment to God. He walked it out, and now he leads from that place and leads others into that as well. They remember and celebrate God's faithfulness in yesterday's reading. And today in Nehemiah 10, they determine in verse 29, it says, "to follow the law of God given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God." They have a renewed allegiance. Allegiance, right? Growing up, every day in school, we were to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. This was to ever keep before us a loyalty to America and the values that we as a country collectively determine that we would strive toward. God's feast and ancient rites were set up by God to do a similar thing, reminding them of who God is, who they as a people were, and a consistent renewal of the covenant. This is a value of Passover, the Lord's Supper, right? That thing we call communion, as many know it today. These ceremonies, these sacraments, are places where we are to stop, examine ourselves before God, and confess sin, and remember God and all that He has done, while we refresh and renew our allegiance to Him and the new covenant we have in Jesus. Looking at both Acts and Nehemiah, let us continue to chew on those truths this evening. As Christians engage with leading church communities, leading our friends, colleagues, neighbors, families towards corporate and individual repentance and submission of hearts and renewal of faith. We must understand that the effectiveness of our leadership in those moments is not simply reliant on our words or the word of God in itself, but also by us being able to engage them on a heart level and demonstrate the validity of the word through our lives. Walk worthy of the call, and as an example of the truth, you speak, and in doing so, be one able to point people effectively to the faithfulness of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you give us your strength and your empowering to live it out, Lord God. And I pray that as we keep our hearts open, you would work through us, through your spirit, to engage the hearts of those that we desire to reach. And we pray effectiveness over each and every one of our lives and ministries for your sake, to preach the name of Jesus and lift it on high. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment on this episode. If you got anything to discuss, I'd love to hear it. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I hope to chat with you right back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.